I'm going to describe a check-in. So this is a short mindfulness practice aimed at helping you pause to notice what's happening for you right now. An opportunity to slow down, to notice body sensations, feelings, and where your attention is. It's an opportunity to notice strong thoughts, passengers, that might be influencing what you do or how you do it. There are different ways of doing a check-in, and on program, you would have been practicing check-ins regularly throughout the day. This is just one way. So to start off with, get yourself sitting in a supported chair and spend a few moments getting yourself in a position that feels like you could stay there for a few minutes. If you want to, you can close your eyes. And if you'd rather not, keep them open, but focus on something that's not very interesting in front of you, something that won't distract you from the practice. To begin with, just notice the parts of your body that are in contact with the chair. And notice the position of your feet. Maybe they're resting on the floor. And now bring your attention to your breath. Observing the rise and fall of your chest as you breathe in and out. And noticing the movement of the air in and out of your nostrils or mouth. And now paying attention to your body and body sensations. So bring your awareness to your feet. Notice their position. Do they feel soft or tense? What's their temperature? Can you feel your socks and shoes? The pressure of your foot on the floor? And then bring your awareness to your lower body. So noticing how it feels to be sitting in the chair, the pressure through your buttocks and your thighs. Does there feel even weight through your hips and thighs? And your shins and your calves. Are there any areas that feel tight or tense? And just noticing any body sensations in the lower part of your body as they arise. And then bringing your awareness to your torso. So the area around your belly and your pelvis, your chest, your back. And just noticing sensations, body sensations as they are. You might want to notice your posture. How are you sitting? Are you upright? Are you relaxed? Does your torso feel soft? Are there any areas of tightness? You might notice the movement of your breath. And then bringing your awareness to your upper body, your arms. Noticing the position of your arms. Are they doing the same thing? Are they symmetrical? Having a sense of the weight of your arms and what your arms are in contact with. Are they resting on your lap or the chair or other parts of your body? And noticing any tension in your arms, around your shoulders, elbows, wrists and fingers. And now checking in with your head and face. So maybe to start off with noticing the position of your head. Noticing the posture in your neck. And then bringing your attention to your face. Are there any areas of your face that feel tight? Noticing especially around your jaw or the area in between your eyebrows. And then broadening your awareness out so you're aware of your entire body and just noticing any sensations as they arise. These might be pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. And now having a sense of your emotional tone. Noticing any emotions that you're experiencing right now. And then noticing any strong thoughts or passengers. And just noticing where your attention is. There may be thoughts like, am I doing this right? Or, this isn't working? Or, noticing your effort levels with this exercise. If you notice your attention is elsewhere, it's not on your experience right now, see if you can just notice that and bring your attention back to the exercise. And now you've noticed your body, your emotional tone, and your thoughts, or where your mind is, you've now got some choices. So use what you've noticed or learned about your body, emotions and thoughts over the last few minutes and make some choices. Do you need to do differently in the next part of your day? For example, if you notice that you were feeling particularly stiff, you might choose to stretch right now. If you noticed you were feeling particularly rushed, you might deliberately slow down over the next half an hour or so. If you're feeling overwhelmed, you might need to ask for help or delegate a task.